Newsies is based on the 1992 film, if you know that, which is based on an actual historical event, the Newsboys strike in 1899. Mm-hmm. So it's got all those famous songs, Seize the Day and things like that. And it's a very dance-heavy show. So,
well, how many kids are in this particular production?
We've got 60 kids in the cast this time and about a dozen or so on the crew, moving the set and everything.
Before we went on the air, I asked you about that and you said 60. And I'm always amazed, especially when it's with the youth theater groups, that you've got, you know, that many. And you said, oh, that's kind of on the smaller side. You wanted to keep it that way a little bit.
Yeah. We wanted to actually be able to have people dancing this time and not just like standing too much in lines if we had to. So, it's really exciting.
Okay, so you get 60 kids involved in the cast, another 10 or so on the crew. Sometimes it seems like it would be difficult to get kids involved, but that's not the case here, is it?
No, the response has been really enthusiastic for this show. Kids are really behind this particular musical. They're really excited about it.
And that's always exciting to see them, I'm sure, as the director, as someone like yourself with a background in theater, to see this kind of happening, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's really exciting to see so many people engaged and really wanting to be there.
It is the Superior Arts Youth Theater. What is the sort of the age swing of this cast and crew?
This particular cast, our youngest kid is 8, and the oldest ones are seniors in high school.
Okay. Now, for folks that aren't familiar with Newsies, that particular movie, what is the storyline about?
This is the story of Jack Kelly, who organizes all the newsboys to strike when Joseph Pulitzer raises the price for the newspapers, and they're all going to starve because they can't afford to buy their newspapers and make their living anymore. And so they organize and they convince him to bring the price back down. So,
here's maybe sort of a generational question. These kids that are in it, do they even understand the concept of a newspaper?
Well, I mean, they carry him around in the show, hopefully.
But it's interesting because that is the history of that as a communication medium. And this is a musical, you said, a lot of dancing, right?
Yes.
So there's a lot of choreography to master. How's that all coming together?
Oh, it's great. Jill Grunstrom is our choreographer again this time, and she's just crackerjack. Gosh, she really does a bang-up job with the kids.
What is the run, and how do folks get tickets?
The run is Thursday through Sunday this week, the 7th through the 10th, mm-hmm. and you can get tickets at any of the NMU ticketing outlets.
And it's hitting the stage at the Forrest Roberts Theater on campus, right?
That's correct.
Susan, we were talking a little bit, you're directing this production. You've got kids coming from all over to be a part of it, don't you?
Yep, I think our furthest one is coming from Shingleton.
Wow, that's a pretty good commitment. But
Especially with the snow days this year.
Yeah. Now, you have a background with the theater and its history a little bit. Tell me about that.
I actually was one of the kids in the youth theater back in the day. I was in the very first show that they did, Annie Jr., back in 2005 or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of grew up doing shows in that program, and then I went off to get a music performance degree, and then I came back and I started directing theater in Marquette again.
What are your thoughts when we have, especially with youth theaters in our area, and this particular youth theater being as successful as it is? What are your thoughts with that, with some of the experience you've had outside of our area?
I think we're pretty lucky. It's unique here in Marquette that we have such an evolved program that the kids can be involved in. I know not a lot of places like that. Our stage manager, Justin's from downstate, and he's from the Grand Rapids area, I think, and he said this is amazing. He doesn't have anything like that in his area.
Well, you've got about 60 kids in the cast, 10 in the crew, and they're putting on Newsies, the Broadway musical, which is based on the movie from the 90s. Let's give everybody the details again. When and where and how do they get tickets?
It's at the Forrest Roberts Theater this Thursday through Sunday, and you can get tickets at any of the NMU ticketing outlets.
Well, we appreciate you coming in to give everybody an update on it and break a leg.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.